Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this came out, this news yesterday, I was looking through social media and our text line, and that was the response of most fans. Oh, this is the same old Pirates, the cheap Pirates. They're only doing this because they knew these games were already sold out. Not so much with the St. Louis games because they're weeknight games. Take a crowd that is supposed to be 15,000, turn it into 25,000 or more by having skiing start, right? So we got those texts. Here's what I'm going to say about the way the Pirates have handled their pitchers, okay? Because my gut instinct, my first impression was to want to rip them for not starting either one of these guys against the Phillies, the best team in baseball, the team right now that is the best pitching team in the league and has Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and all those guys in their lineup. Believe it or not, one of the things I actually give the Pirates the benefit of the doubt on is pitching. And here's why. Because they have been right about pitching more than they've been wrong this year. And whenever I've questioned them on pitching decisions, I've looked like a complete idiot, and you probably have too, and they've been right and I've been wrong. So if they believe that Keller needs a little bit more rest, if they think it's in Skeens' best interest to not start until the St. Louis series, as much as the fan in me gets hacked off about that and comes up with conspiracy theories and ulterior motives and all those things, they've actually gotten it right with pitchers. When the starting rotation came out in March and Bailey Falter made it, we were all like, are you kidding me? This guy stinks. What are they doing? Do they want to win this year? And for the first 2 months of the season, he was the Pirates' most consistent pitcher. Jared Jones was not very good at AAA last year, just telling it like it is. Those are the facts. Had an ERA in the fours, and he starts the season, not keeping him down for money reasons. He starts the year with the Pirates and was outstanding, was excellent in April, was actually at better odds to win the Rookie of the Year than Skeens does, right? So they got that right. When David Bednar blew a couple of saves early in the season, get Bednar the hell out of there, put Aroldis Chapman, and as it turns out, Chapman is the guy who can't be trusted and is up and down, and you never know, he's a mercurial guy. And Bednar, when he's healthy, is, you know, since that hiccup early in the season, has really been quite good. So, as far as I'm concerned, there are so many things you can get on the Pirates about, from where their payroll is, to their investment in this season, to Derek Shelton's managing acumen, to the lineup they've put out there, the lack of development from so many hitters, Key Brian Hayes' bad year, Henry Davis needing to get sent down so bad, number one pick, Jack Sawinski hitting under 200 the entire year, took Rowdy Tellez 2 months to get his big rear end going. I mean, all of these things. Nick Gonzalez, they thought that Jared Triolo was better than him at the beginning of the year. Gonzalez had to start at AAA. All of these are legitimate gripes and issues with the Pirates. On pitching, I actually have to give them the benefit of the doubt because no one, and I mean no one, expected them to be one of the best starting pitching units before the season started, where actually, other than the team they're playing tonight, the Phillies, the only team with more quality starts in the National League is Philadelphia. So if you have an issue with no Skeens or Keller and actually believe that it's because they're trying to get better attendance for the games next week, if you're really that upset about it, you can call in 412-928-9370. We had a guest on last hour who brought up Jazz Chisholm in that whole deal with him. He is on the trade block. The Pirates badly need a center fielder. And this guest told us that the Pirates and Marlins have had exploratory trade offers about Jazz. And he said about Chisholm that the Marlins would take back lower-level prospects, meaning they would take guys who are in single-A ball, not close to the major leagues, who are 2 or 3 years away from Chisholm, who's set to make $10 million next year and then has another year of team control after that. That is music to my ears. That's what the Pirates should be doing. They should be focusing on trades like that. They should have a win-now mentality. They should try to take advantage of what they have with their starting pitching, because you don't know how long these guys will be here, A, and how long they'll be healthy for. So you should be targeting those types of trades where the guys you're dealing might not be major leaguers until 2028 or 2029 or something like that. So I'm all for that. There is, I think, a good conversation to be had, though. If push came to shove, and in order to make a trade you really wanted, whether that's Jazz Chisholm, whether that's Brent Rooker in Oakland, whether that's, you know, I don't think the Pirates will do Luis Robert or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or anybody like that. I think that's too rich for their blood. But for the next tier down, would you put Henry Davis in that trade, yes or no? And we've talked about this a lot, but I am interested because I felt like when we talked about this maybe a month ago, most of our listeners, most of our callers would say, hell no, not at all. Don't give up on a number one pick. Don't trade a number one pick. Mickey Mantle got sent down to the minor leagues, all that mumbo jumbo. Let's not cut bait on him so soon. But now think about the current dilemma with catcher and the Pirates. Joey Bart, now Ben Cherington, we can find a lot of misses and a lot of screw-ups, but he has, like I mentioned with pitching, he's done well, and the Joey Bart pickup was a very good one. You got him for nothing. He's a former number two overall pick. He's hitting big home runs left and right when he's healthy. That's a nice player. At worst, he's a backup catcher. Maybe he's a fringe starter. And next year, you got Andy Rodriguez coming back, who, by the way, at this time last year, the Pirates thought Andy Rodriguez was their catcher of the future, not Henry Davis. So you've got those two guys, plus Jason DeLay is good catching depth as a third catcher. Where is Henry Davis fitting in? If Andrew McCutchen wants to play again next year, he's your primary DH. We've seen Henry Davis in right field. That's a disaster. You trust Henry Davis to play first base? You got to get big power production from first base. The guy's hitting under 200 again this year with one home run, with no power to speak of. So my opinion again on this is, if you can coax a team or cajole a team, talk a team into, we have this guy who was the number one pick, we will trade you him for the guy with team control who we need out in center field, Jazz Chisholm, in right field, Brent Rooker, middle of the order guys. In Chisholm's case, maybe, you know, hit him third or whatever. Very good player. If it costs Henry Davis to get this guy, I say do it. Absolutely. I have no real reservations about that, and I wonder where you come down on it. 412-928-9370. As we're 11 days away from the trade deadline, do you think the Pirates should trade Henry Davis to get help now? 412-928-9370. We'll get to your calls. We do have a man on the line, apparently, who did meet his wife at a Pirates game. So I'm very interested in hearing that story. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the Pirates here coming out of the All-Star break. No Skeens or Keller in the series. Does that tick you off at 412-928-9370? I'm saying give the Pirates the benefit of the doubt on something. Maybe you don't want to do that at 412-928-9370. We're live until the leadoff show at 5:45. Here at Mike's Beer Bar, right next to PNC Park. Greg Brown at 3:30. Right now at Intern Dom Headline.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are at Mike's Beer Bar. This is the place to be before every Pirates game, right next to PNC Park. It's been an eventful day, and the game hasn't even started yet. The second half of the season hasn't even kicked off yet. No Skeens or Keller, and that has some fans big mad that they're not in this series. I actually give the Pirates the benefit of the doubt when it comes to starting pitching this year. That has been one place where they've overachieved, so I will actually take them at their word. 412-928-9370. Would you put Henry Davis into a trade for a player to help now? 412-928-9370. Little Austin. Actually, I take that back. I can't call him Little Austin anymore. City Limits from the Midday Show is going to be at the game tomorrow night. He is single, and he said that he doesn't want to meet a girlfriend online, so we started talking about, have people met their significant others at Pirates games? Maybe it's a chance for him to find his special someone. If that happened to you, 412-928-9370. Greg Brown is about 15 minutes away from joining me live on site here at Mike's Beer Bar. Mark Cabali next hour, about an hour away. Mark Cabali wrote today about a trade proposal. We talked about this yesterday. Alex Highsmith and Dan Moore Jr. for Brandon Ayuk. I would do that, would you, at 412-928-9370. Here is George in the North Hills. Hello, George.
Tony, what's up?
Happy George, weekend. Good to talk to you, man.
Long story short, I moved back to Pittsburgh in 2010. I was gone since high school, and a friend of mine put out on Facebook, the first 20 people to message me, I got a box at PNC Park. First 20 people get the ticket. I answered the ad, go to the game. It was all people from our high school, 20 people. I didn't know the girl I met. She was graduated two years before me. Since that night on September 8th, 2010, a year later we moved in together, and we've been together ever since. And
older woman.
Living together. Yeah, 2 years.
I like it.
But
I like it a lot.
A lot wiser and richer, so that's good.
Now, what was the icebreaker here, George? What happened? How did you guys click right off the bat? What was the thing that caused you guys to gel?
Her sister is 2 years younger than her. I graduated with, and we're in the marching band together. And I was kind of afraid
marching
of
band.
Her.
George, don't take this personally, but hearing your voice did not have you pegged as a marching band guy.
Big trumpet player, Pony. Big trumpet player. You know, me and Louis Armstrong, we're tight.
I had you more as a middle linebacker type, George, than a trumpet player.
I did play middle linebacker in eighth grade, but my mom made me quit because I was hurting too many people. So,
wow! What a take.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, are you and your wife still big fans, or was this a box once you go to a game once in a while kind of thing?
We go to about 8 to 10 games a year. Okay. And we watch them in the evening. Big Pirate fan, so it worked out terrific for
George,
us.
How you feeling about things with them?
I'd get rid of Henry Davis in a heartbeat. He's a bust. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind Keller and Skeens not pitching this weekend because they're going to be ready for the St. Louis series, which is a little bit more important than the series this week.
All right, George, you're clearly still following the team, and congratulations on all your success from that night moving on with your significant other. That's a long time together. That's 2010 now. Wow, that's 14 years. All right, here is Mark on the fan. Hello, Mark.
You had one of the best writers in baseball, Craig Mish. I've known him for 20 years on your show, and he gave you some real good insight.
The
other paper here in South Florida, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, has been saying that the Marlins are targeting Hunter Barco, who is recovering from Tommy John surgery. He's in Greensboro, left-hander, doing tremendous things. He was a University of Florida kid. And Patrick O'Reilly, who's a Vanderbilt product. And the kicker in the trade would be an 18-year-old that's with the Bradenton Marauders, Axel Pérez, who Ben Charrington
loves. Now, who's saying all this? This is the other Miami Marlins paper down there saying that all this is going to happen?
South Florida Sun Sentinel, right. They were reporting this just the last couple weeks.
And all right, so you're around the Marlins then. What do you think of Chisholm? You like him?
I like Jazz a lot. I actually know his agent quite well, and I've met him.
Congratulations on your success, Mark. I didn't know you were so tied into all these people.
I'm around the ballpark for various reasons. I do some work with the club, but I'm a very low-key kind of guy. But I want to just tell you that Jazz, the thing what Craig was telling you is the truth. If you ask Jazz a question, he'll answer you straightforward. He's not going to sugarcoat anything.
I like that about him.
And I do think he would be beneficial in a market like Pittsburgh versus a multi-big market.
Now, let me ask you a question. I was just going to say that. What if they said, the heck with these three guys, we just want Davis straight up. Would you do that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this about Henry Davis. Nobody worked harder. If you don't believe me, go ask Johnny Tucker, the Pirates coach who ran the offseason program. Nobody in that organization worked harder this past offseason than Henry Davis. He moved his whole family to Bradenton to work out. But I think what's the problem with Henry is I've seen this in other ballplayers over the years that have followed this game since 1968 at Forest Field, is Henry is a wound-up, real tight kind of guy. And I think if
he
went somewhere to another ball club where he was just one of the guys and not every time up, he was the 1-1. He was the dropped-off draft pick. You know, he was the guy to Louisville. I think if he was just a regular guy, I think he'd blend in fine. But he's very wound-up, tight guy.
Thank you, Mark. Name-dropping quite frequently there. Guy that knows a lot about all these players being discussed with the Pirates right now. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Dan in Imperial next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up, Pony?
Hey, brother.
I don't know if I'm really allowed to say this on the radio, so if I could drop, I do apologize. But I am absolutely pissed that they are not starting Skeens tonight.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because why aren't you pitching your ace against the best freaking team in the league? You got to start winning some games. Like, there's no time to wait here. You know, now if you get lucky, of course, it looks like they were geniuses. But I don't think that's going to be the case.
But you don't think that they deserve the benefit of the doubt with pitchers when at the start of the year we thought their starting rotation was going to be their issue and most of the moves that we've ripped them for have actually worked in their favor?
I do think that they do deserve credit for that because, like you said just previously, I don't know, last segment, Jared Jones didn't have a good year in the minors last year.
And when Falter made the rotation, I wanted to scream and yell for hours. I thought that was such a stupid move, Dan. I couldn't believe they put Falter in there.
I agree. But here's the thing, okay? The best team in the league, okay? And you got a guy that's pitching lights out right now who you know wants to pitch against a former LSU college pitcher. Let him go.
So why do you think they're not doing it? What's your theory? Let me hear it.
What's my theory? Well, I don't really have a theory, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to be the one that accuses them of just being money hungry.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to do that to them. Because I met Bob Nutting outside of a game. It was earlier on in the season. I think it might have been opening day, actually. And
now, why didn't you come over and say hello to us on opening day, Dan? We're right outside here on Federal Street. Do you not like Malzy?
No, I love you guys. I call you often. I mean, you might not remember me, but I do call pretty often, at least weekly.
Okay.
I love you guys. Listen, here's my thing. We're playing the best team in the league. Pitch your freaking ace. It makes the most sense. Am I right or am I wrong?
Thanks, Dan. It does make sense if the guy wasn't 22 years old and made it up to the big leagues in like record time as a number one pick, and they want to pitch him through the end of the year. So it's kid gloves. It's not the way I would do it. I would let the guy eat. I probably would have had him up even sooner than they did. I would have let him keep pitching in that game against Milwaukee last week. But they've gotten most of their decisions right on pitchers. And so I have to honor that and respect that. If they were messing up and their rotation was all screwed up and they had gotten it wrong with their pitchers all year, well, then I would feel much better coming down on them hard for this. But the facts are the facts. They've nailed pitching this year. And it wasn't like on paper it looked like they were going to have this great rotation. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. We're live at Mike's Beer Bar. I'd love for you to come by and say hello. I'll buy you a beer. We'll chat it up a little bit. Greg Brown going to join me in a few minutes, but first an intern Dom headline. Greg Brown making his way over from PNC Park, where he'll call tonight's game, Pirates and Phillies. Big night for baseball here as the second half of the season kicks off, and this place is slammed over at Mike's. Come by and say hello. For my liking, way too many Phillies fans here, but hey, it's cash. You know, it's the same as Pirates fans. They want a beer, they get a beer here at Mike's. Whatever. I'm not really a huge fan of all the Mike Schmidt jerseys I see here and the Roy Halladay t-shirts, but that's okay. As the Pirates and Phillies look to keep this... I just saw Jared Barton over from Channel 2 walked in. He's a good man. He's a Syracuse alum, intern Dom. I don't know if you knew that. But anyways, Pirates and Phillies tonight. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Also, there's been talk of now a 93.7 The Fan station personality beer pong tournament. Intern Dom has said, I'm the favorite to win. I've got the most practice. Harry Callis texting me and saying, Dom sucks. Tell him I'll beat him anytime, any place, anywhere.
Wow.
From Callis. Would you agree, T-Bird, that is laying down the gauntlet, as they say.
He sounds serious. I mean, but he was talking that same smack about the hot dog eating contest, and I had to show him who was boss. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, and then he had five hot dogs with 4 minutes to go and wasn't able to eat another one. He choked. Thankfully, not literally, because that would have been bad from a lawsuit perspective, and he might have died. But, yeah, he did talk a big game with that, and he didn't come through. Dom came in last place in the hot dog eating contest. Now he's claiming that he would absolutely dominate a beer pong tournament. So this is a little bit of boy cried wolf here, Dom.
Eating hot dogs and playing beer pong are two completely different things.
Well, I know, but every time you boast about yourself and your prodigious ability at anything, it always comes back to haunt you when we put you... when we, like, give you an opportunity to show people that you can actually do something.
Okay, but that's only for eating challenges. This is throwing ping pong balls into cups of water. I can do that.
I understand that.
But are we playing the drinking version of beer pong?
Where you have to drink the beers?
Where you drink?
Yeah, of course.
Or it sounds like he wants to do it just strictly from a throwing ping pong balls.
So there's water in the glass and you don't drink it? I mean, we can't do that.
Can't do that.
Exactly. But, Dom, the problem here is we didn't force you to do any of these eating contests. You did two of them.
Oh, stop it. Yes, you did.
But the first one, the Zuckerberg challenge that you did with his daily McDonald's routine when he was trying to gain weight, you said, I can absolutely do it. You were so braggadocious about it.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
You were convinced that you would do it easily.
That one was rough, I'll be honest. The hot dog one, I was sick. Nothing I can do about that.
No, there was something you could do about that. You didn't need to eat several hot dogs the night before it happened.
That's true.
That was well within your control. You did not come down with some flu or cold or something. You ate hot dogs from a convenience store with pickles on them hours before the actual contest when my man over your T-Bird was eating chia seeds and researching how to win hot dog eating contests.
Listen, T-Bird's a beast. There was nothing I could do about that.
Well, right. So then if you're claiming he's a beast, why would you say so convincingly that you would beat him in a beer pong contest?
Because here's the thing. T-Bird's a beast at eating hot dogs, no doubt about it. Pong is a different beast. I do trick shots for fun.
Oh,
just to rub it in people's faces.
Dude. Trick shots
get
for fun.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding. This isn't a joke.
What is your craziest trick shot?
Yeah, what do you do? Behind the back shots?
I can do
here?
Behind the back. I can I can throw it off the ceiling and get it to go in. I know a trick shot where, like,
T-Bird.
Nope, I can put it in my mouth and, like, shoot it out of my mouth into a
T-Bird,
cup.
T-Bird, I'm not buying any of this, bro. Are you?
I don't know. I have to see it. I'm not buying it.
Here is Dave in North Huntington before we talk to Greg Brown. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't know about the trick shots, dude. Yeah, good luck with that.
Thank you.
No, I think the Pirates are doing it right with the pitching. You know, I know the Phillies are, quote, the best team in the major leagues right now, but, you know, they have to focus more on getting to the playoffs in the division, the wild card. You know, the division's not out of hand yet. So I'm hoping, you know, maybe Skeens will pitch Monday because I'm planning on going to the game. So I think they're doing it right. They screwed up the bullpen a little bit, but other than that, they've had the pitching pretty much on target all year.
Dave, where do you come down on a Henry Davis deal? Would you throw him into one of these trades to help this team win now?
Absolutely. No question. I mean,
you're convinced
that's
he's not going to pan out here, huh?
Well, I'm not convinced he's not going to pan out, but, I mean, we need to win now. If you can get a bat with some control that's proven, yeah, you absolutely trade Henry Davis. Even if he does pan out, it's not going to be like all of a sudden the switch is flipped and he's going to start hitting for power and, you know, and OPS and everything else. It's going to take him some time after what he's been through. Plus, the hitting coach and the everything else in the organization doesn't seem to have a very good track record of helping people improve. So, yeah, I would absolutely trade him.
Dave, did you meet your wife at PNC Park, like George, who called in earlier?
No, I did not, actually.
No.
No.
Care to share how you guys met?
Well, she's 6 years younger than me, and believe it or not, we met at a youth group. But I knew the family beforehand.
What is a youth group?
I went to school with her older brother and sisters.
What is a youth group?
It's like a church group for the younger, younger members of the church to get together.
I gotcha. So you're supposed to be reading Exodus there, and instead you were trying to get her number to set up a date. Nicely done,
Dave. Kind of worked out that way.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Hey, we've been married for 32 years. So
wow. I didn't have you pegged as a guy old enough to be married for 32 years. Congratulations on all your success. Here's Carl and Sonia. Hello, Carl.
How's it going?
Carl? Hey, Carl.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're good, Carl.
Yeah, you definitely don't start those two. Keep them for the divisional games, in my opinion, anyhow.
What do you mean, anyhow?
Well, your chances in the division against the Cardinals and against the Milwaukee, you know, if you beat those two games against St. Louis, it's going to help you out a lot. In the division.
Well, I think with St. Louis, it's more about the fact that they're ahead in the wild card.
Yeah,
they're a team you're chasing
about.
In the wild card here, Carl.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I'm saying. Plus, you know, Milwaukee's not been playing too good in the last couple weeks.
That is true.
Now,
would you say, Carl, it's playoffs or bust for the Pirates, yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
No. So what kind of record do they need to have for Carl and Gibsonia for you to say, you know what, not a bad season?
I think if they get 86, 87 wins, pretty good season.
That's a lot of wins, Carl, 86 or 87.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to take.
All right, Carl, thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.